You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Hampstead has always attracted the artistic set, and one of the most notable to be associated with the area was John Constable, the English Romantic painter known for his most famous works, The Heywane and Dedham Vale. It's 200 years since Constable made Hampstead his home, and although overlooked, this was an important chapter of his development. To mark the second centenary of his first visit, I'm heading to Burke House and the Hampstead Museum, where a major six-month exhibition features seven of his original works. Constable is coming home. We've a rare chance to see some of his work just moments from the village and heath which inspired him. I'm joined by Ashley Hannabrink and Rebecca Lodge, who have both curated this major exhibition. Maybe, Rebecca, you could tell us a little bit about John Constable and why you're hosting the exhibition now.
Well, John Constable obviously lived in Hampstead, and it was probably his second major home, obviously after Suffolk, which he absolutely loved. It's lesser known, I think, obviously, because people think of Constable and Constable country as, you know, Suffolk and Essex. But we decided that it would be a fantastic opportunity to mark 200 years since he first came to the area by having an exhibition of original works, literally just over the road from where he lived and just down the road from where he actually undertook them.
Constable moved to London in 1819 and lived in Well Walk until 1834. He was attracted by Hampstead's big, broad skies. But would he recognise the place now?
I think, definitely some of it. Yes, he definitely obviously would have recognised Well Walk, and Burke House would have been probably one of the most prominent buildings in Hampstead at the time, so I'm sure he would have recognised some of it.
I think, like, interestingly enough, Hampstead has changed quite a bit, and people have kind of different feelings about how extensive that change has been, but because of the legacy of artists like Constable and kind of his fame and his importance as an English painter and also his international prestige, his own reputation and work here has really kind of influenced the conservation and preservation of the heath and the village.
There's no doubting the importance of the work Constable did in London.
All the work that he did in Hampstead was preliminary and building upon his artistic skills, so Hampstead really, you know, gave that legacy to John Constable in a way.
So we could actually say there's a bit of Hampstead in the Heywane.
Oh, yes, probably, yeah.
Should we go and have a look at some work?
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Great. We're down in the exhibition room, which contains some of these originals, these Constable originals, and the first thing I can see here, Rebecca, is a tiny little, what looks like a watercolour, featuring some cows. Just tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, this is, it's quite a tiny painting, watercolour, on the back of a small card, which was actually a card that was campaigning for a child to be accepted into a school in Camden. It's quite interesting. Obviously, Constable perhaps just found it in his pocket and was out on the heath one day and decided to just sort of take a quick sketch of these cows. But that would have actually been quite a normal sight in Constable's in time, and actually up until the mid-20th century, in fact, when animals were grazed on the heath.
And I think if we come around here, there's any Hampstead architecture aficionado would recognise this particular painting, or certainly the subject of this painting, wouldn't they?
Yes. Yeah. This is, Admiral's House. This would have been, obviously, in Constable's time, something that would have been a very, I suppose, recognisable point in Hampstead, as it is today. So it's just something that, you know, is instantly recognisable. It looks like a ship, I think, featured in Mary Poppins as well. So it's quite a famous scene. It also encompasses, the painting itself encompasses some of Constable's preoccupation with the weather and meteorology. You've got these really, really sort of hulking grey clouds in the sky, and this rainbow that's sort of just darting across the left-hand corner. Obviously, as well as encompassing his Hampstead interests, this is also encompassing his interest in meteorology as well, and the weather.
You've said before, haven't you, that he was quite interested in the sky. I mean, this is something that he's clearly working towards and working on.
Definitely, yes. He was, before he moved to Hampstead, was very conscious that his skies looked quite flat and he was very interested as a romantic in painting nature as best he possibly could, and in that he wanted to represent the sky and the weather particularly as close to reality as possible. One of the things that obviously helped him develop that was studying on the heath, and some of the sketches, I think especially the oils that we've got here, just show that he was very adept at kind of capturing those, not just moments, but sequences of weather as well.
And some of the trees here actually are sort of evocative of the Hayvane, aren't they? They've got that kind of feels and that density.
Definitely, and he would have used the sketches. He would have taken them to his studio, obviously, and used them as a reference point. So obviously all his big six-footers were just completely studio works. None of them would have been done, I think probably with the exception of maybe one or two, in the places that he actually, you know, depicted. So these would have been a direct reference, a direct link to nature that he would have taken and worked from.
And you don't have to be wealthy enough to own a Constable to get involved in the wide range of events.
The exhibition is completely free for people to visit. We're open Wednesday to Friday and Sundays. We do have a huge range of events as well. We've got people like Mark Evans, who's a curator from the Victoria and Albert Museum, coming to speak, and Lyles, who's an authority on Constable. Stephen Daniels, who's a professor from the University of Nottingham, who's coming to speak on cultural geography and the link between Constable and sense of place.
Is there a walk as well? Is there a Constable walk people can do?
We've got two walks. We've got a buggy-friendly family walk, and we've got one that's for the more adventurous in spirit. They can be downloaded from the website, and they'll also be available to buy in the shop.
Constable 200 Years in Hampstead is at Berg House, New End Square, Hampstead, until April the 7th. Visit berghouse.org.uk for more information.
Camden Community Radio.
For more information and to volunteer, email info@ccradio.org.